Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Today is May 25th, 2016, and my name is Jennifer Stevenson. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City, Missouri. I am here with Dr. Julia H. Hill, a Diamond member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Beta Omega Chapter in Kansas City. The title Golden means that Sor Hill has met the 75-year milestone of membership in our sorority. We are here today to learn about her story as a woman of our illustrious Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. Dr. Hill, let's begin with you telling something about your beginning. So can you tell us a little bit about where you were born, about where you were born?
Born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay. Can you tell us something about your family growing up and like what your parents' names were and if you had any brothers and sisters? Can you tell us information?
There were five of us. I'm second to the oldest. There were three girls and two boys.
Okay.
And one boy went off, was an artist. If you know anything about artists, they kind of lived their lives because my father worked at the post office. Mm-hmm. First he was a railway mail clerk, and he could get them on mm-hmm. as railway mail clerks. Mm-hmm. And my brother, we almost died when he announced at the dinner table that he was going to study art. Mm-hmm. And to study art was something back in those days that really, you just quit the post office and go to the art. It's just like you have lost your mind. But he did. He left and went to the post office, left the post office and went to New York mm-hmm. and studied there. Mm-hmm. And he announced that at least he would die happy if he could study at the art, which he did. I was right behind him, and I became went to Lincoln University, the only college we could go to at that time. And I went to Lincoln University, and my brother came right behind me. He was 2 years behind me, and he studied chemistry. He was a chemistry major. Mm-hmm. And what was amazing, he never made the honor roll in his life to show you how we can be in a school and you really don't pick out the children. Mm-hmm. He never made the honor roll, mm-hmm. but he did make, he never failed anything. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, my daddy looked at his grade card and said, I didn't send you to school to study art. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your parents. What were their names? And what did
My parents' name was Arthur Hicks. My daddy was something. I'll tell you, my daddy was something. He'd tell you in a minute. he told her, I didn't send you down here to study art, Mm-hmm. He said, well, that's the only thing that interested me. That's what he said. That's the only thing that interested me. Mm-hmm. He had chemistry on that. Mm-hmm. But my daddy overlooked the chemistry mm-hmm. and looked at the art, the E in art. Mm-hmm. So he said, you got to bring that grade up. But mm-hmm. my brother didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. But anyway, my brother did go on and he did bring it up, by the way. He mm-hmm. brought it up. Mm-hmm. But he also brought the chemistry up. Mm-hmm. My daddy never noticed the chemistry at all. Mm-hmm. He just noticed the grade with the thing on it. Mm-hmm. My father was a college graduate, by the way. Mm-hmm. He wanted to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he could not find any school that would take him mm-hmm. at that age and time. Mm-hmm. And but he was interested in being a doctor, mm-hmm. being a doctor. Mm-hmm. But no school would take him at all. Mm-hmm. And my mother was a high school graduate, mm-hmm. and she couldn't find anybody that would take her other than to cook.
Mm-hmm. What was her name?
Ethel.
Ethel.
Her name was Ethel. And she was an excellent cook because she started cooking mm-hmm. at the age of 9.
Oh, wow.
Helping the mm-hmm. in the kitchen mm-hmm. at home. Mm-hmm. She could out-cook anybody. But that wasn't what she wanted to do, was to cook. Mm-hmm. She started cooking at 9 years of age at home in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. But she did met my father at the airport. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was there standing about a mail, and he said something to her. And in those days, you didn't do this dating and all that. You just met and stayed. Was happy to see somebody that said something to you. Mm-hmm. So they finally met, and after they met a few times, they got married. Mm-hmm. They got married, and he was still on the railway mail clerk, and they married, and she started having children. That's another thing you're supposed to do is have mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. And she had those children, and my daddy was transferred to Memphis, Tennessee. Then he came to Kansas City, Missouri. They transferred him to Kansas City. That's how I got to Kansas City, Missouri, how we got there. Mm-hmm. And we moved at 21st and Truce. I'll never forget that. That's where we lived, at 21st and Truce.
Okay.
And as my father came up here, my daddy, it's amazing how in those days, you came to visit your relatives. That's how you got to make trips, mm-hmm. because they came to see my mother, because she was the only one up here mm-hmm. from Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And so as they came here from Mississippi, they stayed. There were 5 of us now that we got on the floor, on the pallet, mm-hmm. and they slept on the pallet, mm-hmm. and they visited us until Mama got tired of them, sent them back home.
So this is, the next thing is about your college, going to Lincoln. Tell us about that experience, how you decided to go, and what happened with Alpha Kappa Alpha, and joining, you know, what made you decide to go that route?
To Lincoln University.
Yeah, Lincoln University.
I always wanted to be a teacher. That's the only thing you could be, is a teacher. And I always wanted to be a teacher. And where are we?
Talking.
Oh, Mary's here. Oh, come on. I thought she was outside.
No, I told you she was here.
You want to come in and listen there? Because she's listening. This is new to her.
So you wanted to be a teacher, and so that's what led you to Lincoln.
So where was I? I forgot where I was.
You were talking about being a teacher. You wanted to be a teacher, and that's
somebody asked me. I really wanted to be a teacher. That's the only thing you could be.
What led you to go to Lincoln? We'll start over again. To Lincoln University.
But anyway, that's the only thing you could be was a teacher. Or you could, they only had a librarian for all the grade schools, and they had, and you had to wait till they died, so you got that job, and it was just something that was set up for you because you were black, and as far as it's concerned. It's odd, though, how my brother got to major in chemistry. My brother came after me 2 years after me, and when he went down in university, he put on his towel with chemistry. And I said, "Brother, are you sure that you want to major in chemistry?" He said, "I've been wanting to major ever since I've been down at the university." He said, and that's the first opportunity I've had. They never, I picked it out, but they never had it down for me to major in chemistry. The second year, he was so good in the subject. The professor in chemistry made him the man, the fellow over the chemistry to help him. Now, all those years he had spent in Lincoln University, Lincoln University, they at Lincoln High School, nobody ever picked him out to be a chemistry major. He did become the follower. He checked the papers. He did all that down there. And I think about his life because his life was lost. He was sent to the, he was sent to, when he went to the army, they put him in the, what was that they put him in? Where you walk. You walk and you, and he caught a cold out there, and they sent him, had to send him home because he had a stroke. And I say he was a veteran of the army. That's what I call him, because he had to come home. They sent him home, and he never did recuperate from that at all.
So it looks like, you know, your brother and your family made a huge impact on you. What made you like, you went to Lincoln? What made you decide to go pledge Alpha Kappa Alpha? What made you decide to join Alpha Kappa Alpha when you were in school?
It's just something that I knew some of them, and therefore they were pretty stately, and I just and the odd thing about it was when they had the interview for all the people, I was not selected. I was not. But see, I didn't run like the other folks did. I just said, all my little friends from Kansas City said, "We go on Delta." I said, "Well, that's fine. I haven't made my mind yet. That's what I said, I haven't made my mind yet. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell them that I had not been selected. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know whether you all remember Briscoe. Well, she, Briscoe, she was outstanding, mm-hmm. soror, and quite brainy. I was sitting on the steps, show you how you can, the Lord can work in your mm-hmm. favor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was sitting on the steps there at the next day, and she looked at me, she said, "Aren't you from Kansas City?" And I said, "Yes, I'm from Kansas City." I said, "My name is Julia Hill, Julia Hicks, that's what it is." And she said, said, "Did you major? I mean, did you major?" I said, "No, I didn't major in anything because I was not selected for the one I was interested in." See, she big shot in the world. Mm-hmm. She said, "You weren't selected?" I said, "No." She said, "You got your grade average?" I said, "Yes, I got 2.5. She said, "You have? You were selected?" I said, "No." So she said, "I'll see about that." That's all she said. Mm-hmm. And she left. But I got a letter mm-hmm. the next day to be at such and such a meeting at Bennett Hall for so-and-so, so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was selected and became a member of Alpha, Kappa Alpha. Mm-hmm. And all my friends around me were Deltas. It was real funny because they said, "No wonder you weren't, no wonder you waiting for Alpha, Kappa Alpha to take." I said, "That is correct. I'm all right, I'm saved now." I said, that is correct. Mm-hmm. But, and the funniest thing was that of that sorority was that nobody knew me. It's the funny, when they went into the induction, because mm-hmm. I was over in the dormitory, which was Barnes Hall. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was, the sorors all were in the Bennett, was in Bennett. So they didn't know me. So yeah. Every time I would sit, they'd ask for something. Well, I would go on and tell them what they asked for. They asked for a dirty joke. I'll never forget that as long as I live. They asked for a dirty joke. And I came right out with my dirty joke. And they said, "Why, you are filthy." I never forget that. Said, "Why, you are filthy." I said, "I'm not filthy." I said, "You asked for a dirty joke, and I just happened to know one." I knew more than one, but I just said, "I happened to know one." Mm-hmm. And I just believe in Fountain Rouge. But every time they'd get me, they said, "Let the sorrow from the hall answer first. Y'all let her answer. She's too brilliant." Mm-hmm. So I got, so I was dumb. Mm-hmm. I don't know that one right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's when I came in as a sophomore. Mm-hmm. And had a good relationship with the sorrow. They would tease me. "Yes, honey, this is a brilliant sorrow. She knows the word, she knows this and she knows that and she knows this." But anyway, it was that's how I came in as a sophomore and had a good relationship. And I would say I added quite a bit to the sorority down mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever mm-hmm. serve in any offices or anything? Did you, were you an officer? Or
yes.
Did you, tell us about that.
Uh-huh. I was whatever it was, I was part of it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember all of them now, but they put me in office mm-hmm. right away. Said, put that sorrow to work. Mm-hmm. And other than that, that's how I spent my life. Then my brother followed me down there. And of course, he made it outstanding. The real thing I learned was don't send. Now that we have sisters and brothers, if you have the money, do not send all your children to the same school. Because I have a sister who was not as touchy as we were, and she just didn't have it. Like, she was an average student. That's what she was. And the thing about it is, don't ever send all of them together. Because they will never, she came home after the first semester, said she's so tired of hearing about Julia Hill and Arthur, that she couldn't make it there. And so now they have an opportunity to send them somewhere else. At that time, we didn't have any place else to go.
Right. Dr. Hill, tell us about how Alpha Kappa Alpha, like once you left Lincoln, how did it impact your life? Did it influence your career choice? How did Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, once you left Lincoln and everything, how did it impact your life? And did it lead your
career? When I left Lincoln, I had a lot of people that I knew in Lincoln. And I would say it impacted my life. I think it really served a lot as far as my being work with NAACP, because see, you move up faster in the NAACP because they always looking for help, because that's a volunteer organization. See, and when I went in there, they put me to work, honey. They put me to work. I was made vice president. I made one meeting, then they made me vice president. And I said, wait a minute, y'all, I don't even know what the organization is about. Oh yeah, you do, you know. But it was good for this reason. I brought that one in. I brought that one over there into the post. So that, and different ones that I brought in that never would have been in there at the working in the ACP had I not been working in there. Because they couldn't tell me no. They just couldn't tell me no. Is that right?
So there were a lot of sorors in the NAACP.
A lot of sorors worked in there with me, that I brought in there with me, that never would have been in there had I not brought them in. So that was a good move there. But, honey, they put me to work before I could say Joe. And that's why I think, you have to go through Alpha Kappa Alpha through all the machinery. All the machinery.
Tell me about, you served as anti-bacillus in Beta Omega. Can you tell us about that?
Tell you about what?
When you served as an officer in Beta Omega, you were anti-bacillus in Beta Omega, or vice
y'all
president.
Y'all don't want to hear about that.
Vice president. Yeah.
Y'all don't want to hear about that. They put me to work.
Yeah.
She knows about it. Those folks, Judith Wilson, this one and that one, I'm supposed to be the next bacillus now. I prayed over that thing, and I said, I can't. Some of those were teachers that had taught me. I can't stand up there and talk back to them. And I'm going to have to, if I'm going to be the bacillus, I'm going to have to stand up and talk back to them. And I said, I just got to resign. I resigned. The Lord never forgave me. The Lord, she went to her grave. It never forgave me. She said you would have been the best thing in the world for Alpha Kappa Alpha. I couldn't see me talking to Trusty Smith. Trusty said, you don't have the floor. I just couldn't see it. And that's why I resigned.
Mm-hmm. You, it seems like you've impacted so many lives.
Huh?
You've impacted so many lives.
That's right.
Tell me, how have you impacted lives of others through AKA or NAACP? How do you see yourself as impacting the lives of others?
Well, I feel like I have something to give, and I have given it. I feel I have given it because of the fact that I didn't give it NAACP as quickly as I should have given it, but I felt I did the right thing to resign. I felt I did, but I felt had I not been sitting there, I never would have been nominated for VASLIS. Mm-hmm. So I feel that helped me, and it helped me to be a stronger person as far as NAACP, because they also needed help. Mm-hmm. See, they both of them out there needing help, see. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be the one that came there, and as far as it's concerned. So I would say that I gave where it was most needed, mm-hmm. and that was AKA. Mm-hmm. And that was and I followed you all. This right here. I followed you all. I got my life membership. I got my followed you all. Everything you all participated in, I participated in. And so I feel that I did my part also. You can't be every place.
Tell us, Sir Achille, what is your greatest memory of Alpha Kappa Alpha? What is a great AKA story or something that you would share with someone? Your greatest memory in Alpha Kappa Alpha. What is your something that just really sticks out to you as being just a wonderful memory?
My greatest memory was all the talent that was put there in the sorority that was not used the right way. That's what I'm saying. Because you had nothing but talent. Mm-hmm. All around you had talent. Mm-hmm. And I just feel that it wasn't used in the proper way. Mm-hmm. Because just like I never should have resigned. I never should have. I should have been right there in that chair, but it was too tough for me.
Mm-hmm. What is your, if you had advice to give SORs new to the chapter or ladies that are coming in to the sorority, what would be your advice to?
Put them to work. Put them to work.
Mm-hmm. What do you want? What do you want incoming sorority members?
Put them to work.
Yeah. What do you want people to remember about you? What do you
about
want?
About me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I tried. And I also, you all, put me to work in my church, too, mm-hmm. at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the pastors didn't let me run. And I couldn't run because I had so much on the plate that I was involved with the pastors, and some of them didn't like what I was involved with the pastors, because I don't believe in pastors taking over the church. Now, you know I was in hot water most of the time. I just don't believe in. I believe that you have enough leadership in the church that you can have people that you can lead to be leaders. And you can't do it if the pastor's everything.
Tell us about this, Dr. Hill. Huh? Tell us about your diamond pen, about what that experience was like when you received your diamond recognition from the sorority.
I was very pleased about that and very happy about it. And what is that, y'all?
That's the bird just singing outside.
I don't even know what's in my house.
But just like that recognition of just being a 75-year member, what was that like for you?
It just did something to me. It brought tears. If you notice, it brought tears in my eyes. Yeah, it just brought tears to my eyes because to think that I had worked in the organization and that also I had been a part of the organization, even though I chose the NAACP, I still felt a lot for the organization because if I hadn't, I wouldn't have put my money in there, first of all. I'm not the kind that put my money everywhere, and I wouldn't have followed things that I saw that were worthwhile. So I feel that you got a lot of new talent in there now, and if you can get that new talent working, you come along. I'm looking at some of it now. She's coming down in December, and I don't know whether you coming down, Virginia, or not. But see, you shouldn't don't do like I heard somebody say. I'll be down in September. Well, you should take something else. You should take something else because when you leave those new folks, the vultures need to get hold of them. So do not sit up and say, my time is up.
Dr. Hill, is there anything else you would like to share? We're going to close. Is there anything else that you like? Your closing comments?
Comments?
Yeah.
They would be that you stick with the organization. When I mean stick with it, I mean don't leave it. Mm-hmm. And when I said don't leave it, I mean that means participate. Don't sit up and say, that's all I have to do and I'll be through. Because so-and-so will get on your nerves. I don't care where nerves will be. And those kind of people never leave. They waiting for you to get off so they can get on and be you. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell you a few things. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Dr. Hill, thank you so much for sharing your story. This concludes the recording for Dr. Julia Hill, dated May 25th, 2016, at her home in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you, Dr. Hill.